With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. Montana lawmakers are considering bills to expand who is eligible for exemption from vaccine mandates in workplaces and schools. MTPR's Shaylee Reger reports.
Senate Bill 132 would require employers to allow any employee to claim exemption from workplace vaccine mandates. It's already passed through the state Senate on a party-line vote. Right now, only employees who have legitimate medical or religious restrictions can be exempt from workplace vaccine requirements. Republican Senator Keith Regeer from Kalispell said the bill aims to prevent discrimination.
If one subgroup can have an alternative accommodation, then all should be offered the same accommodation.
Representatives of the five Providence hospitals in Montana and Billings Clinic facilities spoke in opposition to the bill. They say hospital employees are required to get flu shots annually to protect patients. Amy Germalis spoke on behalf of Billings Clinic.
Part of patient safety is keeping them well and not infecting them with something while they're in our facility.
A separate bill would expand which licensed healthcare providers can write students medical exemptions for vaccines required to attend school. House Bill 334 would also prohibit health departments from reviewing a completed medical exemption statement given to schools. About a dozen parents spoke in support of the bill, saying they want more flexibility to opt out of vaccinations. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, on-time vaccination of kids throughout childhood helps provide immunity before children are exposed to potentially life-threatening diseases. Jim Murphy, who leads the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services Communicable Disease Bureau, spoke in opposition to the bill. He said it gives too broad a definition of those who could write vaccination exemptions.
A healthcare provider that might not have ever been involved in vaccination of somebody, or might be something like a massage therapist, could be able to sign off a medical exemption for somebody.
Lawmakers have yet to take a vote on either bill. I'm Shaylee Reger, Montana Public Radio News.
This is Montana Public Radio.